Hi, this is Brian Hindenberger, and this is BuzzTouch Designs podcasting from Central Oregon. Visit us online at buzztouch.com. Well, I'm sitting here with a group called the Leeds Group at McMenamins, and anybody here want to tell me what the Leeds Group is? How about the closest person to me?
The Leeds Group is just a group of individuals, entrepreneurs, trying to better themselves through a group of people that can directly interchange referrals to each other.
When did this group start?
Officially November of last year.
November last year. So what I'm here to, I'm here networking, and I'm talking about my podcasting and blogging. But so what I'd like to first start talking about is blogging. Okay, well, why is this important for a business? Well, from a business perspective, there are a lot of reasons to blog, but it depends on exactly what you want. Blogging isn't any different than any other media outlets, such as video, print, radio, or presentations. They all deliver varying results, and the kind you can expect from blogging is it generates a stronger relationship with your important targeted groups. So when you blog, you become the expert of your field, of your business, and not only on a local level, but a international level. And so you position your company as the thought leader of your business in your area of service. Now, you also foster customer relationships. Now, in a forum, you have the ability to maintain an objective to sell someone something, but establish a personal relationship with them and develop a relationship with your with new clients. And blogs are a fast and easy way to get customers to embark on a discussion with you and say, well, you know, I really like this about this this particular subject. So, and you could also provide tips and insight to receive feedback for your performance. Now, media relations—it's every marketer's and PR professional's dream to create a channel where the media can just go and grab a quote or feed or learn a little bit more about your business. And by blogging, you are once again are becoming the area's expert in your field. So, the media—they generally feed off of the internet, and so it's a good source. Internal collaboration, blogs at the workspace where the project managers and others have an internal blog where it keeps everybody informed and it keeps all the management, it's good for schools and on-the-job learning and if there's a certain subject you want to educate the your staff about, you say, well, just read this blog I posted in February instead of going through it. Or, well, just to enlighten people about a subject that you may not have time, you say, well, you send them a full-fledged blog, what you posted in the past. But anyway, recruitment. If you wanted if you establish your company as a thought leader, people are going to be attracted to you. You know, schools are going to want to, they're going to want to be with the entity that educates them, or people who get out of schools, want to be with the entity that's not, you know, okay, we're just here doing our daily grind. We're actually thinking about our profession, and we're actually looking at ways to promote it. And this might be a great way to advertise yourself as an employer. I would see, this entity is thought-provoking, and I'm very passionate about my field. I want to work with them. So, you could also test your ideas for new products. A blog is an informal way to just throw your new product out there and see what the reactions are. Rather than spend thousands of dollars on your marketing budget and to print and everything, or radio advertising a product, you get it out there and see what people think about it before you launch it. And refine it. Excuse me. Now, the most important thing is you rank high on the search engines. Every time you mention, for example,
chiropractic.
Yeah, chiropractic.
If you mention that one word in your blog, basically, and I'm not completely sure about this, but I think that every time you have a particular name for what Google or the search engines do is they comb a website and they say, oh, well, chiropractic, oh, this site has chiropractic in there about 20 times, 40 times. This site has this word on this site the most, so it must be the best site for all the people who are searching. So immediately, when you blog as a chiropractor, you're putting your business up above in the search engines. But what we're doing right now is we're podcasting. We are putting the spoken word to, and it's kind of an impromptu. And you know, as you can tell just from listening to me talk, I'm not a very good. my spoken grammar is not the best. But there's a few reasons why podcasting is the most rapidly growing way to reach listeners around the world. And millions of listeners around the globe are finding new, fun, interesting, entertaining, enlightening, and informative comment that they want to hear. It's personal. It may be a little faster to read an article and that was posted on a blog, but sometimes a spoken word delivers a different feel, providing emotions that you'll never read. It keeps people up to date. Podcasting is a part of the new internet generation, and you should expect to see more and more of it coming, like sitting at a McMiniman's eating breakfast and talking about it. So it's an excellent opportunity to bring your company to the center stage, allowing you to update your targeted audience. And finally, it's convenient. It's the most people are hard working and they don't have time to read everything that they're interested in, and people do. They do download things that they find of interesting onto their iPod and listen to them on the way to work or at work or sitting anywhere. It's a very convenient medium for people to listen to. You don't want to go too long, and that's why I'm going to shut this one down. But I've been doing this for about 3 months now, and it's amazing. I generally have about 300 people a day who listen to this podcast, and it averages, well, my bank. How do I track it? Well, it's I work with a service. I'm not going to plug it. Well, actually, I'm hosting it, Podomatic, and they have a little tracker on there that basically every time somebody downloads a podcast, it tracks. It says, okay, well, this area code downloaded, and so you have a map. You have what product, podcast was downloaded. What else? What time? What's the most popular one? And so it's great data collection. But I actually, it's an extra service that you have to pay for. I just look at, okay, well, the stark number of how many people download it. But you know, there's certain industries that this really works for. Mainly, like the tourism industry is one of them. Why do I want to advertise my business, my coffee shop business, to someone in Japan? Well, that person in Japan may download your podcast and say, wow, when I go to Bend, I'm going to go to that coffee shop because I heard about it. And it's a global advertising medium, and it's a global forum to speak. And you know, actually, is there any questions, anybody, before we close this off? No. Well, you do have to invest in some gear.
But if I'm downloading a podcast.
No. Absolutely not. And the question was, does it cost anything? And no, it does not cost anything. It's just basically an MP3. If it does cost anything, that's when there's something that you should be worried about. It would be something that it would be a very good interview with somebody that you would really want to listen to. But no, it does not. And one thing I'd like to mention also is you seed your podcast into these different routers, and they. Do you think any one of you are going to check out this podcast? Just especially since you spoke. Do you think you would have any?
I don't even have an MP3 player.
Oh, well, on your computer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is the more people you involve, the more people you invite to your website, to your, and so this is a. I mean, we are in love with our voice and our image, you know, our own voice and our image. So the most, and our business and our passions. So the more people that you involved into your podcast, the better off you are. And so it's a great medium to, especially if you're online, online business, such as I am. I sell T-shirts. But so yeah. So any other questions? Yes. Well, when I started off this podcast, I said, "Welcome to BuzzSuch Designs." You can find us online at buzzsuch.com. I try to keep everything focused on a tagline of BuzzTouch. So whenever you type in BuzzTouch, this podcast will come up. After about a week, you'll see BuzzTouch at McMenamins with Leeds Group. It'll be on a Google search engine, but if you wanted to, you could just go to my website and it'll be there. And so. Okay, the question was, how do people get to the blog if a mortgage lender would write a blog? And there are different forums out there, such as Orb Oregon Blogs and Ben Blogs. They host all these different blogs that come on. This big stockpile of blogs. And also people have a service where they could subscribe to different blogs. But yes, you do need to advertise somehow, and that would be on your website, or you would put your blog into the Oregon blog system, which it's statewide, and they also have a Northwest blog system. So it's a basically a forum, and every time it's uploaded, it goes down. So it's pretty easy, and it's a great way to earn the attention of new potential clients. So, any other questions? Well, thanks for joining us, and have a good day, everyone.